Packing a lunch for kids to take to school can be a chore for many parents. But in Japan, parents must pay extra attention to what they put in the lunchbox. It's not just how the food tastes and its nutritional value that are important. Presentation is key for Japan's bento lunchboxes, as the BBC's Roland Burke found out.
It's lunchtime in this Tokyo nursery school. Once the children have finished their song, they can open up their lunchboxes and see what their parents have made for them. In Japan, a dry sandwich wrapped in tinfoil just won't do. The packed lunch has been turned into something of an art form. Rice balls and other ingredients are made into shapes and characters.
So here we go. This one is a child who's obviously got an artistic mother. This rice ball is made to look like a panda. Now, on this table, there's some great ones. Here's Hello Kitty and a teddy bear. And right next to her friend, that's a piano. Great, isn't it?
Some people, of course, need a bit of help to learn how to make the perfect character bento. And if they do, they can come here. This is the flat of Tomomi Maruo. The sign on her door says Bento for Kids. She's an acknowledged expert in the art. She's featured on Japanese TV. And now she gives lessons to other mums.
Yayoi Uemura wants to learn how to make better bentos for her three children.
Can you describe what you're making?
It's the teddy bear Disney's character. And we're making all these parts with the fish cake. We have this idea of how it looks and precisions. And so I think that's part of this culture. I feel, oh my gosh, the expectation is getting high. And, you know, you have to sit next to other mums, so I feel pressured.
The teacher, Tomomi Maruo, has kept photographs of her best designs, all extraordinarily realistic.
That's a Nintendo Wii, like controller, and a remote control car. Mm-hmm. And what's that one?
The PlayStation's remote controller.
And what's that made out of?
Rice and seaweed.
Rice and seaweed. Mm-hmm. Who are these portraits?
Michael Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
That's Harrison Ford.
With the Indiana Jones hat and stubble. Mm-hmm. How have you done the stubble?
The seaweed, little seaweed.
And do you do this kind of character bento every day?
Mm-hmm.
It's very devoted.
it's fun. I enjoy doing it, and my kids enjoyed.
If you're doing making a bento of Michael Jackson, how long does that take you?
People's faces are very difficult, so maybe it takes like 2 hours.
Back in the nursery school, and there's another song to mark the end of lunchtime. None of it lasted very long. The cute pandas, the colourful characters, what took hours to make has been gobbled in a matter of minutes.
The BBC's Roland Burke reporting there from Tokyo.